Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer in Vienna. Discusses various issues including green energy, AI, startups and climate change. Prime Minister highlights significant potential for collaboration between Indian and Austrian companies in different sectors including infrastructure and emerging technologies. Union Health Minister JP Nadda reviews preparedness to check spread of dengue in the country. Badrinath Yatra disrupted for second day in a row due to landslide in Chamoli district in Uttarakhand. In sports, parachuters Rubina Francis and Swarupun Harkar secure Paralympics quota. And in cricket, India beat Zimbabwe by 23 runs in the third T20 match at Harare. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with the Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer in Vienna and discussed various dimensions of the bilateral relations. These include trade and investment, science and technology, green energy, AI, startups, environment and climate change, cultural cooperation and people-to-people ties. In a press statement after the meeting, Mr. Modi said they discussed the biggest challenges humanity is facing right now, including climate change and terrorism.
क्लाइमेट के विषय में अंतर्राष्ट्रीय सोलर अलायंस कोलिशन फॉर डिजास्टर रेजिलियंट इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर बायोफ्यूल अलायंस जैसी हमारी पहलों से जुड़ने के लिए हम ऑस्ट्रेलिया को आमंत्रित करते हैं. हम दोनों आतंकवाद की कठोर निंदा करते हैं. हम सहमत है कि ये किसी भी रूप में स्वीकार्य नहीं है.
Mr. Modi said they also discussed in detail all the ongoing conflicts in the world, including the situation in Ukraine and West Asia. The Prime Minister reiterated that this is not a time for war.
मैंने और चांसलर नेहमर ने विश्व में चल रहे विवादों, चाहे यूक्रेन में संघर्ष हो या पश्चिम एशिया की स्थिति, सभी पर विस्तार में बात की है. मैंने पहले भी कहा है कि यह युद्ध का समय नहीं है. समस्याओं का समाधान रणभूमि में नहीं हो सकता. कहीं भी हो, मासूम लोगों की जान की हानि स्वीकार्य नहीं है.
Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer said it is impressive to look at India's success when it comes to infrastructure, digitalization in society and developing infrastructure at an enormous pace. Later, the Prime Minister and the Austrian Chancellor jointly addressed renowned Indian and Austrian CEOs at a roundtable business meeting in Hofburg Palace, Vienna. Mr. Modi highlighted significant potential for collaboration between Indian and Austrian companies in various sectors including infrastructure, renewable energy, green sectors, new and emerging technologies, fintech, startups and innovation, among others. Mr. Modi also met Federal President of Austria, Alexander Van der Bellen, in Vienna today. The two leaders discussed ways to expand India-Austria cooperation and global issues. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today chaired a review meeting with senior officials of his ministry to assess the preparedness to check the spread of dengue in the country. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said the ministry is preparing schemes for dengue prevention, containment and management and is also working in tandem with states. He informed that the ministry will launch a round-the-clock dengue helpline and has asked states to launch such helplines as well in the next 4 to 5 days. The health minister directed the central hospitals to prepare dengue treatment wards and along with the states to issue guidelines for schools.
मैंने अधिकारियों को ये निर्देश दिया कि हम डेंगू के प्रिवेंशन के लिए विशेष योजना चला करके सभी स्टेट्स के साथ बातचीत करके प्रिवेंशन कैसे हो सकता है इस पर हमको जोर देने की आवश्यकता है.
Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal today said India is poised to become the third largest economy of the world in the next 3 to 4 years. Speaking at the National Committee Executive Meeting of FICCI, Mr. Goyal said the government is committed to making India a manufacturing hub, bringing the country into the global value chain and creating more capacity centres. He said the government is committed to bring 3 times more speed and put in 3 times more efforts. The minister also said India's export target of $2 trillion is doable as the country has the right building blocks in place. By polls for 13 assembly seats spread over 7 states were held today. The Election Commission said in West Bengal, Raiganj recorded 67.12% voting, Anaghat Dakhin 65.37%, Bagda 65.15% and Maniktala over 51.39%. In Uttarakhand, Badrinath registered 49.8% voter turnout and Mangalore 68.24%. Amarwara in Madhya Pradesh 78.71%, Vikravandi in Tamil Nadu 82.48% and Jalandhar West in Punjab 51.3%. According to the Himachal State Election Department, by 6 p.m, Nalagarh saw the highest turnout with 79.05%, followed by Hamirpur with 67.7% and Dehra with 65.2%. According to Bihar Chief Electoral Officer, by 6 p.m, Rupali in Bihar recorded 57.25% voting. Meanwhile, a six-member Election Commission team headed by Senior Deputy Election Commissioners Nitesh Vyas and Harmendra Sharma reached Ranchi this evening for a two-day tour to Jharkhand to review election preparedness in the state. The Maharashtra Assembly today passed the Maharashtra Competitive Examination Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024 to prevent unfair means in competitive exams. As per the bill, an offence under this act shall be punished with imprisonment for 3 years, which may extend up to 5 years, and with a fine of up to 10 lakh rupees. In Rajasthan, Deputy Chief Minister and Finance Minister Diya Kumari today presented the budget for the financial year 2024-25 in the Assembly. In her budget speech, the Finance Minister announced 4 lakh recruitments in the government departments in the next 5 years. More from our correspondent.
Finance Minister Diya Kumari proposed 6 new water projects in the state in her budget speech. The budget made a provision of ₹27,660 crore for expansion of medical facilities and ₹25,000 crore for agriculture sector in the state. Finance Minister announced electricity supply to farmers during daytime also for irrigation purpose. Under Lakhpati Didi Yojana, launched to improve the living standards of rural women, a target has been set to create 15 lakh Lakhpati Didis in the state. The Finance Minister also announced to run Atal Entrepreneurship Program to promote startups in the state. She also proposed to bring a new youth policy for the youngsters. Sudarshan Nahar, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
The BJP today hit out at the Aam Aadmi Party after a new supplementary charge sheet was submitted by the Enforcement Directorate in the alleged Delhi excise scam in a Delhi court. Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva said the charge sheet clearly mentioned how 39 crore rupees was distributed. Meanwhile, the Aam Aadmi Party alleged that the ED is distorting the statements in the case. The BJP today lauded the Supreme Court's judgment that a divorced Muslim woman is entitled to seek maintenance from her husband. Replying to a media query in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi termed the verdict as a big relief for Muslim women, saying it is a decision to give equal respect to women irrespective of their religion. Earlier in the day, the Supreme Court said a Muslim woman is entitled to maintenance from her husband under Section 125 of the Code of Criminal Procedure. The bench, comprising Justices B.V. Nagaratna and Augustine George Massey, dismissed a petition in the case in which the man filed a plea against the direction to pay interim maintenance to his divorced wife. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with eminent economists in New Delhi tomorrow. He will elicit their views and suggestions for the upcoming union budget. Apart from economists, experts from different sectors will also attend the meeting, along with Vice Chairman Suman Berry and other members of the Niti Aayog. Telecom equipment manufacturing sales have crossed the 50,000 crore rupee milestone under the production-linked incentive scheme. According to the Ministry of Communications, the scheme has attracted an investment of 3,400 crore rupees during 3 years of the scheme, touching exports of 10,500 crore rupees. The scheme has generated more than 17,800 direct and indirect jobs. Urad prices have started softening due to the consistent efforts made by the Department of Consumer Affairs. According to the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, the central government's proactive measures have been pivotal in stabilizing prices for consumers while ensuring favorable price realization for farmers. It said the anticipation of good rainfall is expected to boost the production in major urad producing states. In Uttarakhand, the Badrinath Yatra has been disrupted for the second day today. Our correspondent has reported that the Badrinath National Highway is blocked at two places in Chamoli district. A report.
Traffic has been blocked after a massive landslide near the Patal Ganga Langsi Tunnel on the Badrinath National Highway in Chamoli district. Earlier, the Badrinath National Highway was blocked due to a landslide near Joshimath yesterday morning, after which the Badrinath Yatra was stopped. Pilgrims are being stopped at safe places by the police and administration. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Department has predicted heavy rains in various parts of the state in the coming days. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
In Uttar Pradesh, many villages in Pilibhit, Lakhimpur, Kushinagar, Balrampur, Shravasti and Gonda districts have been affected by floods due to widespread rainfall in river catchment areas and the release of dam water. Pilibhit and Lakhimpur districts are most affected and rail and road network has been damaged badly. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today conducted an aerial survey of Pilibhit and Lakhimpur Kheri districts and reviewed the rescue and relief operation. Meanwhile, the government will grant lease of land to those farmers who have lost their agricultural land due to erosion in flood-affected areas. In Assam, the flood situation in the state has considerably improved today. Most of the rivers are flowing below the danger level. 5 persons lost their lives in the past 24 hours. More from our correspondent.
The second wave of floods in Assam caused major damages to agricultural land and standing crop, fisheries, infrastructure including roads, bridges and culverts. Road communication has been affected due to floods and surging waters washed away wooden bridges and damaged roads and embankment. Despite the improved situation, over 14 lakh people are still affected due to floods in 27 districts. The district administrations are providing food and other essential materials to the affected people. Over 160 wild animals died due to floods-related incident at the Kaziranga National Park so far. Manas Pratim Sharma, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
In Nepal, the monsoon season has brought various challenges and havoc due to heavy rainfall and flooding. 83 people have died so far in disaster-related incidents, including landslides and floods triggered by relentless rains across the country. 106 people have been injured and 5 persons are still missing. Indian parachuters Rubina Francis and Swaroop Unharkar today secured the quota for Paris Paralympics under bipartite rule. The Paralympic Committee of India, PCI, had applied for 2 bipartite or wildcard spots for Rubina and women's 10-meter air pistol SH1, who has a world ranking of number 2, and Unharkar in men's 10-meter air rifle SH1. Rubina, a gold medalist in the Hangzhou Asian Games last year, and Unharkar, who have been consistent performers in international events, prompted the PCI to apply for bipartite spots. In cricket, Indian men's team defeated Zimbabwe by 23 runs in the third T20 match in Harare. With this win, India have taken a 2-1 lead in the 5-match series. Earlier, electing to bat first, India scored 182 for 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Skipper Shubman Gill scored the highest, 66 runs in 49 balls. In reply, Zimbabwe managed to score only 159 for 6 in 20 overs. For India, Washington Sundar clinched 3 wickets, Avesh Khan bagged 2 wickets and Khalil Ahmed took 1 wicket. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer in Vienna. Discusses various issues including green energy, AI, startups and climate change. Prime Minister highlights significant potential for collaboration between Indian and Austrian companies in different sectors including infrastructure and emerging technologies. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda reviews preparedness to check spread of dengue in the country. Badrinath Yatra disrupted for second day in a row due to landslide in Chamoli district in Uttarakhand. In sports, parachuters Rubina Francis and Swaroop Unharkar secure Paralympics quota. And in cricket, India beat Zimbabwe by 23 runs in the third T20 match at Harare. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.